Praise the Lord on the wonderful worship this morning. Thank you, worship team. But over the last couple weeks, I've been thinking and praying about what do I preach on next. We've been in the parables of Jesus for quite some time, and though I really didn't get a series message or a series to go off of. But God did give me a particular past life that you can look back on and say, I have been truly blessed in this life. See, this psalm gives us everything we need to know. The verse 1 lets us see what we are to avoid. And having that blessed life, what are we to avoid? Not only will we see in a moment what we need to be, but this first verse shows us what to avoid. Blessed is the one. Did they walk by? Looking. Sin is that which is outside of God's will, yet because we're fallen, we crave it, and we can tell ourselves that it's going to be okay. And we are actually talking ourselves into the temptation. Just have a seat or go sit beside it. Don't do it. But how often do we justify ourselves to get to the place of sinners? But we are to meditate on God's word. The interesting thing is what we find in Deuteronomy chapter 6. We see that taking God's word with us everywhere we go is how we hold on to his word. And we're told to share his word and to teach his word. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7. And this is kind of the main verse for our Sunday school curriculum, D6 curriculum. What does that mean? It means that you will always get your nourishment if you're getting it from the right source. A tree in a somewhat dry climate like Israel. Being by a stream, it will grow big and strong because it's able to get its nutrients from the water source. There's always a constant source of water there. And this is a very similar verse that we find in Jeremiah 17:7. I'd like to read that because Jeremiah 17, I believe around verse 13, the Lord is described as the spring of living water. And those who reject him or refuse him will be put to shame. God is referred to as a spring of living water. And I could have gone into a whole nother rabbit trail when it comes to the Samaritan woman at the well when Jesus is talking about the living water. But that's what God is. He is our... What's in it for me? Sometimes we have to realize the fruit we're producing is meant for others. Most often, the fruit we produce is to encourage others. It is to build others up. It is to grow the kingdom. It is to benefit Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Sometimes we might struggle with that. But that's the reality is the assembly of the righteous. There is nothing to look forward to. There is, however, a judgment to come. Chaff is the coating around the wheat kernels on wheat. It's a dry, crumbly part of that wheat head, and it's not consumed. Those that reject the Lord are not the solid tree near streams of water, but they are like a dry, crumbly, dead chaff. A farmer